Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. New debate on the war on Libya breaking out around civilian casualties. NATO says one of its airstrikes in the Libyan capital of Tripoli went astray and may have killed civilians. The military alliance says the errant strike early Sunday may have been due to, quote, a weapon system failure. Libyan officials say 9 civilians were killed, including 2 children. Officials took reporters to the building that was hit, where children's toys, teacups, and dust-covered mattresses could be seen amid the rubble. A NATO commander says it regrets the loss of innocent civilian lives and takes great care in conducting strikes. That's a quote. And that kind of plays into this whole debate that's been taking place over the question of what is a war. The White House declares the effort hostilities, but not war. A 32-page report released by the Obama administration last week states U.S. operations do not involve sustained fighting or active exchanges of fire with hostile forces, nor do they involve the presence of U.S. ground troops, U.S. casualties, or a serious threat thereof, or any significant chance of escalation into a conflict characterized by those factors, unquote, from the White House. And yet, civilians are getting killed. This, of course, plays into whether Congress has the legal right to invoke the War Powers Act. Is it a war? And, of course, there's the ongoing debate about congressional approval. And the Washington Post reports today that Pentagon officials have decided it's unsafe enough in Libya to give troops extra pay for serving in imminent danger. The Defense Department decided in April to pay an extra $225 a month in imminent danger pay to service members who fly planes over Libya or serve on ships within 110 nautical miles of its shores. So that means the Pentagon has decided that troops in those places are, quote, subject to the threat of physical harm or imminent danger because of civil insurrection, civil war, terrorism, or wartime conditions. Does that contradict the other White House statement that I just read? And finally, if you heard on the media this weekend, you learned that the Associated Press told its reporters to now refer to the fighting in Libya as a civil war. So war, but civil war, that's not to say the U.S. is officially a party to it. So let's try to unpack some of this with the author of the Washington Post article today that referred to the imminent danger pay. He is congressional reporter David Fahrenthold. David, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me on.
So talk about that war bonus for military pay.
So as you described, it's a bonus that's paid to troops that are in places where the Pentagon believes there is a threat of physical harm as a result of terrorism, civil war, insurrection, things like that. It's something that applies, of course, to places like Iraq and Afghanistan. But when I was looking into this yesterday, the Pentagon applies it to sort of a surprisingly wide number of countries around the world, including parts of Greece, Colombia, Turkey. So places where tourists, business people, even cruise ships go, American troops in those places get imminent danger pay. So it's the way the Pentagon has used it, it's not exactly synonymous with war. But it does give you a sense that somebody at the Pentagon thinks that there is potential danger for U.S. troops serving in the air over Libya or in the water around it, which so it seems to some people to run counter to this finding from the White House that the war, that what's happening in Libya is not only not war, but not hostilities either.
Do you see a difference between hostilities, war, danger, insurrection, civil war, all of those lines, all of those terms used in those various quotes?
I think a lot of people look at the dictionary and think that hostilities, what's happening in hostilities, certainly the analogy I've heard a lot of people use on Capitol Hill is what if somebody was, another country was parked off New York and was sending drones over America and bombing things in America or even helping other people who are then dropping bombs in America, certainly we would consider ourselves in hostilities with that nation or at war with that nation. And so I think people here have said, well, turn it around. If it's us doing the bombing, doesn't that mean that we're in hostilities with Libya? The Obama administration's argument has been not only that we are playing a supporting role, but also that effectively the Libyans are so beaten up, they can't really shoot back. And so we're not in very much danger from flying over their country. So therefore, it shouldn't be counted as hostilities.
Did you get a reaction from the White House to your piece? Because obviously you're pointing out a very direct contradiction in their own language. If the Obama administration briefing report says U.S. operations do not involve U.S. casualties or a serious threat thereof, but the Pentagon language on the increased pay refers to the threat or physical harm or imminent danger. How do they square that circle?
They didn't. We offered them a chance for comment yesterday, and they declined to comment on the record.
Your piece also examines this idea of hostilities, which seems to be the most examined word in Washington since Anthony Weiner used certitude. So why is that word hostility so problematic?
The word, as you described, is contained in this law, the 1973 War Powers Resolution, which says that if an American president puts U.S. troops into hostilities anywhere around the country, around the world, that he has to come to Congress and get congressional authorization for that action within 60 days or 90 at the very most. And both 60 and 90 days have elapsed in this case. There's been no congressional authorization for what's happening in Libya. So Obama was looking for a way basically to get out, to justify the fact that he didn't have this authorization, and his way of doing it was defining what's happening in Libya as something that was not, quote-unquote, hostilities, and therefore wasn't governed by this law.
If the AP style book policy now is to refer to the fighting in Libya as a civil war, do you at the Washington Post also have that policy now?
We have not. As far as I know, we have not made a sort of blanket decision about what to call what's happening in Libya. I suppose you could see it as a civil war within Libya. I think Obama's point is not that wouldn't necessarily contradict Obama's point, which is that from the perspective of the United States, these are not hostilities that our troops are entering.
And more on hostilities. In your piece, you say that many legal scholars have criticized the administration for the idea that if you engage in a conflict, but the other party isn't strong enough to fight back, it doesn't qualify as a real conflict. You quote one professor who says, if I just sort of sucker punched someone and they doubled over on the floor, I think we would say that I was involved in a hostile action, whether or not they were able to land a punch or blow in response.
Right. And that's, I think a lot of people's argument is, I think a lot of people were puzzled by the legal argument that the Obama administration made in this case. A lot of presidents in the past have said that parts of this law are simply unconstitutional, and that was not the tact that the Obama administration took. By focusing on this word and trying to define what's happening in Libya as not quote-unquote hostilities, I think it's left a lot of people sort of scratching their head. It's not as much of a legal argument as it is a semantic argument. It's an argument about what words mean. So I think that's amazed a lot of people who study this area of law.
And NATO/US are involved enough that, according to the AP just a short time ago this morning, NATO says one of its airstrikes in the Libyan capital of Tripoli went astray and may have killed civilians. Libyan officials say 9 civilians were killed. Who knows about the number when it comes from Gaddafi's government? Who knows if it even happened when it comes from Gaddafi's government? But now you do have NATO itself saying one of its airstrikes went astray and may have killed civilians. Is this the first such incident?
Well, as you're aware, there's been previous incidents in which, by accident, the NATO has killed Libyan rebels that it mistook for Libyan government troops. I believe there was an incident, I think we're referring to the same incident this over the weekend, where civilians were killed in Tripoli. I'm not actually sure if that was the first incident where sort of non-combatant civilians were killed by a NATO attack.
What do you make of the political alignment here? Is it surprising that the most vocal critic of this imminent danger line is John Boehner?
It's not surprising in the context of today's Washington, where Boehner himself has a really restive bunch of Republicans and liberal Democrats in the House who all want him to have a kind of a showdown with Obama over this. I think Boehner had tried for a long time to avoid having any kind of showdown with Obama, but now is being pushed to that extreme by people in the House. So it's not surprising in that context. However, it's interesting to look at past statements from Boehner and Obama. If you look back to Boehner in 1999, he had said some things that indicated he believed the War Powers Act was not constitutional. Obama in 2007 said he thought the president should go to Congress before sending troops into a foreign country if it didn't involve an imminent attack on the U.S. Both of them seem to have switched positions, but that's what, you know, newfound authority, newfound power does to you.
And what about the way in which we're engaging in this war? If it's mostly drones and airstrikes, does that make a significant difference in the war versus hostilities versus whatever?
Well, obviously the law, when it was written in 1973, they didn't contemplate remote-controlled warfare, and so there's nothing in there specifically. You can tell by reading the law that they tried to define hostilities as broadly as possible. They wanted to eliminate the idea that there could be some sort of loophole the presidents could use to insert troops in or use U.S. forces in what was could be seen by a layperson as being a military action, but could be defined legally as something else. They definitely tried to write it as broadly as they could, but they didn't anticipate this kind of loophole. I think that a lot of people, though, in Congress are saying that, you know, if it's hostile to the people the bombs are falling on, it's hostilities.
David Fahrenthold, congressional reporter for The Washington Post, writing about the political and linguistic tussle over what we're doing in Libya. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We will talk next with Seth Pinsky, president of the New York City Economic Development Corporation. There are new initiatives to grow the industrial sector here in New York. You think this isn't an industrial city anymore? Seth Pinsky and the Bloomberg administration want to make it so. Stay with us.